It's Shots Radio with Tommy Anderson, and we're now having our weekly Aldershot Town update, and I'm delighted to say I'm now joined by the Aldershot Town manager, Andy Scott. Andy, if we can firstly reflect on Saturday, a poor result at Tamworth and a poor performance as well.
Yeah, it wasn't great. I mean, you know, two teams not playing very well and in a difficult situation, and you know, they scored a goal through a mistake from us, and that's been typical of what was happening before that, and we probably should have played poorly and got a 0-0, which would have been a point on the board, but you know, still wouldn't have been happy with the performance at all. But you know, we lost the game, and we knew we had to go into Tuesday night against Chester with a renewed vigour and a different attitude towards it.
You said some strong words after the match at Tamworth, and you got a perfect response for the team Tuesday night, a fantastic 2-0 win against Chester. What were your thoughts on the performance?
You know, we started off very strongly. We had a little bit more energy and enthusiasm, and you know, we made several changes. I think that we needed to freshen it up a little bit, and we got a good response. You know, it got a bit nervous towards the end, but when you haven't won for a few weeks and a few games, and after the performance on Saturday, you can understand a little bit of anxiety in the players. But it was a good clean sheet, a good win, so it gives us a chance of catching them now, so it was a really big result.
Brett Williams scored two, and Brett really knows where the net is this year. What do you put his good scoring run down to this season?
Well, I think that you know, I've spoken to Brett a lot this season, you know, and his work rate and his energy levels, he creates a lot of chances for himself, and we want to defend from the front, and when he does what he does well, and he's strong and holds the ball up and wins headers and chases things down, it gives everyone a lift. And I think that you know, when he does that, he gives himself confidence, he gets himself involved in the game, and once he's involved in the game, we're going to create chances in the final third. And you know, for the whole game on Tuesday night, he was excellent, and you know, got two poacher's goals, which he hasn't necessarily got so much this season. So if he can get himself in those areas between the posts and, you know, be there when the ball's bouncing around, he's going to score more. But I think he scores 20 league goals now.
Earlier in the week, the club announced that Dan Butler had returned from Portsmouth on a month's loan. That's fantastic news, because Dan was a player when he was here who put in a real good shift in the time he was here. It's great to see him back.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to freshen it up a little bit. Yeah, Dan's someone who knows the situation. He was desperate to come back. He was gutted when he got injured at Western Supermare. He can play in several positions, and you know, he gave us a real good 70 minutes on Tuesday night at wide left. His delivery from set plays was fantastic. His work rate was excellent. He got back in when he got a little bit tired. He made some decisions on the ball that he probably wouldn't do when he was 100% fully fit. But you know, not only did he come in and do a good job, he enabled us to rest Jordan, and we were able to sort of give a few players a bit of a break, which is exactly what we wanted to do really, because it just felt that we needed to do that. And with the stronger squad that we've got, I'd like to bring in a couple of new faces just to give us a bit more impetus, and it gives us more options to change things around.
The fans on Tuesday night are excellent. How crucial are they going to be in the up and coming games?
Yeah, again, they were fantastic. You know, when you turn up after a poor performance like Tamworth, you know, there could be some anxiety and nervousness amongst not just the club in general, but the supporters, and that can transmit. But from the moment we went out for the warm-up, they were fantastic, and before the game they didn't stop singing for, you know, for the players. And it does give you a lift, it gives you the confidence to go out and play and perform the way that we did. And you know, that shouldn't be underestimated. The role that they played was excellent, really, really good. Very, very pleased with everybody's, you know, contribution on Tuesday night.
It's great to see Mark Molesley back out there, Andy. How long is it before Mark maybe does return to first team action? Is he far away?
No, he was touch and go really for Tuesday. It was we deliberated long and hard about whether we would put him on the bench and use him. Just felt that we didn't want to push him back into a situation that he wouldn't be comfortable with and would jeopardise, you know, longer term. So we held him back. He'll train today with the fellas and you know, train fully, and then be in contention for Saturday if he comes through with no problems.
Nuneaton on Saturday. They're a side you played not relatively that long ago, so you're going to know what to expect with Nuneaton.
Yeah, they're a tough side. They played very, very well when we played there. They scored a very fortunate first goal that was a cross, and the second goal was a poor mistake from us defensively. But they're very solid, very organised. They understand their roles. They know what they're doing. They make life very hard for you, and you know, we have to be organised and solid against them. But you know, we didn't play great up there, but we created several chances. Kristen scored towards the end, and I feel that if we can move the ball in the opposition's half as well as we know we can, and we cause them problems. But defensively, we've got to be solid, and we've got to make sure that we do our jobs properly and make ourselves hard to beat first and foremost, and give ourselves a chance. We're at home, got a fantastic record at home. The home record is going to be key for the running.
Well, Andy, thanks for joining me, and let's hope for another 3 points on Saturday.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
It's Shots Radio with Tommy Anderson, and we were then having our weekly Aldershot Town update, and joining me was Shots boss Andy Scott.